This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important aspect of the nurturing process when it comes to teaching and training our children how to pray Salah. Salah being an important act of worship in the Islamic religion, we find an important strategy and method to teach Salah and nurture our children into Salah is by exhibiting and showing them role models who are good prayers of Salah, who are good people who pray Salah properly. And indeed, Rasulullah himself was one of those individuals whose prayer was at its peak, and likewise the holy infallible Imams as well. But it is very important that as the children wish to incorporate Salah in their lives, they are able to observe somebody over a good span of time. And who better than their own parents to begin with, to exhibit and demonstrate for them the proper method of Salah. And as this is the case, therefore, it is very important that the parents themselves are praying Salah in the best possible way. Because obviously, on one hand, a person cannot teach verbally all the different aspects of Salah. It needs to be demonstrated. There are certain aspects of Salah which one might not be able to explain verbally clearly. Rather, the children need to be able to picture it. They need to conceptualize it so that they themselves can act upon it and implement it in their Salats. Indeed, we know that the Holy Prophet himself would role model Salah in the best possible way, and his companions would clearly note down the different aspects of the Salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and they would even specifically mention the different spiritual states that he would be in that were embodied by the changes in his physical appearance. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, whenever he would stand for prayer, as the companions narrate, the color of his face out of the fear of Allah would change, and his chest would move and shake, and his breathing would become so fast as if a pot of water was boiling. And this is an example that has been struck. And this is an analogy that has been provided to us by the companions, on one hand, explaining to us how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi would pray. On the other hand, we find that Imam al-Sadiq narrates from his father, Imam al-Baqir, regarding his father, Imam Zain al-Abidin, that when Imam would stand to pray, he was still, such that as if a tree is still and a light wind, a breeze blows its leaves and its branches, but the tree itself stands still. And this was the method that the A'imma themselves and the Masumin themselves exhibited and demonstrated for the ones around them, such that they learned from it. And likewise, we need to be demonstrating Salah in the most perfect manner for our children, such that they are able to learn from it likewise. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.